弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，一次又一次让我们有自由的机会来敬拜他。
We thank the Lord again and again. We have such freedom to come and worship Him.
很多时候我们都把它当作理所当然。
And many times we take it for granted.
如果我们知道在这个世界上还有许多的圣徒们不能够自由的聚集。
And if we know that there are many saints in this world that they cannot meet freely together.
他们需要花极大的代价，甚至受逼迫的危险来聚会。
And they have to pay such a price and even persecution to meet together.
我想我们会为着能够这样子平安的坐在这里，我们都要献上感谢。
For such a peaceful gathering, we ought to give thanks.
我们最近一连串讲到圣灵全备的祝福。
And we had a series of messages on the four blessings of the Holy Spirit.
每一次讲的时候，在我的里面其实都有一个很深的惶恐和不配。
And every time I speak on such a message, there's great fear and a sense of not worthy to speak on such a subject.
一方面自己的有限让我觉得讲不清楚。
And because of my own limitation, I feel I cannot express clearly.
也更是因为自己的贫穷和软弱。我们真是只摸到一点点的皮毛。
And because of my own poverty and my own weakness, I only touch upon a little bit.
连那么伟大神的仆人，当他在思想到圣灵、思想到三而一神的奥秘的时候
，And when the great servant of God, when he begins to ponder upon the triune God,
他们说他们的感觉就好像拿了一个小瓢羹，在大海里面挖了那么一瓢羹就是了。
And they feel that they take but a spoonful of the sea.
那更不要说像我们这样子贫穷的器皿。
And not to say a weak and a poor vessel like me.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要以为我站在讲台上很容易。我常常跟熟一点的弟兄姊妹讲，我要站讲台很紧张的。
And brothers and sisters, do not think that it's very easy for me to stand here and speak to you. And I often speak to those who are close to me that it's very difficult for me to do so.
因为我们的主太伟大。
Because how great is our Lord?
而我们太渺小。
And we are too small.
我们太有限，太贫穷。
And we are so limited, and we are so impoverished.
所以我们每一次只是照着主的话，能够分享一点点在弟兄姊妹的面前。
And every time I just present to you a little bit of what is the Word of God.
我相信那位活在我们心中的主耶稣，他要亲自来教导我们。
And I believe the Lord who lives in our heart, He will teach us personally.
主应许我们圣灵来，他要带领我们进入一切的真理。
And the Lord promised that the Spirit came to lead us into all truth.
我也相信圣灵要亲自让我们来认识他。
And I believe the Holy Spirit will enable us to meet Him personally.
今天我们要讲圣灵里面主要的经历的第四个讲。
And this is the fourth topic on the experience of the Holy Spirit.
讲到圣灵的充满。
We're going to speak about the filling of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们先要讲到底什么叫做圣灵的充满。
And I want to talk about what is the filling of the Holy Spirit.
我在讲义上面写到是圣灵内住经历在深度和广度上的扩大和满意。
And the outline explains it as to experience the increase in both the depth and width. To the point of overflowing of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵内住经历的深度和广度，它在我们的里面扩大和满意。
And the depth and the width of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to the point of overflowing.
首先我们不能忽略的一件事情就是圣灵的内住。
And one thing we cannot ignore is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，所有其他的我讲的道理我们可以忘记。
And all the things that I've talked about, we can forget.
但当我们讲到圣灵的时候，有一件最重要的事情我们不可以忘记的。
But there's a critical point here that we cannot forget.
所有圣灵里面的经历都不是只是一个感觉或是一个经历的本身。
And all the experiences in the Holy Spirit is not just a feeling or just the experience in itself.
圣灵是一个有位格的神。
But the Holy Spirit is a person.
弟兄姊妹，像我怎样是一个带着位格的人？
Just as I am a person standing before you.
那 William 怎样是一个带着他的位格的一个人？
Just as I stand before you and I am a person before you.
圣灵内住是那位又真又活的神，活生生的住在我们的里面。
And the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the living God that lives in us.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件太大的事情了。
And、this is a great matter.
决定不是只是一个真理，一个道理。
It is not just a truth, not a doctrine.
也决定不是只是一个感觉，一个经历的问题。
It's not just a feeling or an experience.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个活生生的神活在我们的心中。
Brothers and sisters, the living God living in us.
你知道也好，不知道也好。
Whether you know it or not.
你是不是享受他的同在都不在乎。
Whether you enjoy His presence or not, it's not important.
当我们重生得救的时候。
But when you are born again. in.
他就已经住在我们里面。
He lives in us.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们看见这件事的话
，Brothers and sisters, we see this issue.
我们在讲圣灵。
And when we talk about the Holy Spirit,
我们在追求圣灵。
And when we pursue the Holy Spirit,
我们会在一个完全不同的境界里面。
We will be in a total different realm.
多少时候我去参加一些圣灵的聚会
？And many times I went to a Pentecostal meeting.
他们追求一些特别的经历。
And they seek a particular experience.
弟兄姊妹，一不小心会用经历代替的主自己。
And not being careful, we could take the experience and replace Jesus with it. And they will ask often, how come you have not prostrated and fallen on the ground?
Relax, relax, and you will
fall. Just relax and you will fall.
Relax, and you will start
speaking tongues. And relax, you will speak in tongues. I'm not saying the experience of speaking in tongues is not important. I'm not saying being encountered by the Holy Spirit is not important. But our focus cannot be on the experiences. It's always on Jesus Himself. The Holy Spirit came to exalt Jesus. The Holy Spirit came to testify of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit came to lead us into all truth. And brothers and sisters, when our focus is on the presence of the Lord Jesus Himself, and will allow me to say so, the experience of the Holy Spirit come naturally. And even if you have not experienced what other people have described as being electrocuted, and even if everybody around you has fallen, you are still the only one remaining standing. If everybody around you is speaking in tongues and you cannot, brothers and sisters, these aren't very important. If you have met the Lord, and in the Spirit you have met directly that Jesus who loves you, and do not pursue it as a doctrine. Do not treat it as a particular experience. Though it is the truth, though it is an experience that we can experience ourselves.
但是弟兄姊妹，最重要的一件事情还是在耶稣的身上。
But brothers and sisters, the most important thing is still on Jesus.
所以当我们讲到圣灵的充满的时候
，When we talk about the filling of the Holy Spirit,
是讲到圣灵内住的经历
，And we speak about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
它的深度上和广度上的扩大
，And it's an expansion of the depth and the width of this indwelling.
它扩大到一个地步，它整个 overflow， 它满出来
，To the point that the indwelling overflows.
就是那个主同在的那个经历和事实在我们的身上这么真实
and the presence of the Holy Spirit in us becomes such a reality
深度上讲到同一个体认上的更深入和更成熟
and the depth speaks of a particular area that we become more mature and more in depth in understanding
比如说我们前一阵子讲到圣灵里的祷告
And for example, we talked about praying in the Holy Spirit.
可能我们常常祷告
And we often pray.
可能也许有一次你突然一下体会到什么叫做在圣灵里的祷告
But maybe at one time you particularly experienced what is it to pray in the Holy Spirit.
那次的祷告给你带来这么亲密的感觉跟主的交通
And when you were praying, you felt such intimacy with the Lord Jesus.
那次的祷告让你突然觉得你们这么释放
And that time of prayer, you felt like you were completely free.
那弟兄姊妹，那不够的
Brothers and sisters, that's not enough.
那不止这么一点。
It's just not that little bit.
圣灵要把我们带到更深入的里面。
Holy Spirit wants to lead us into the deeper experience of Jesus.
比如说讲到敬拜。
When we talk about worship,
圣经上说的要用灵和真实来敬拜神。
The scripture said that we must worship Him in spirit and truth.
虽然我们常常唱诗，我们也举手，我们也拍手。
And oftentimes we sing, we raise our hands, and we clap our hands.
甚至可能很多人还在那里跳呢。
And even so, we may even get up and dance.
弟兄姊妹，有一天你突然真正在圣灵和真实的里面来敬拜主的时候
，Brothers and sisters, one day, if all of a sudden you come and worship the Lord in spirit and truth,
我们体会的一点，什么叫做在灵和真实里面的敬拜
？And we'll begin to understand what is to worship the Lord in spirit and truth.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵充满就不止这么一点，他要把我们带到更深的地方。
And brothers and sisters, the filling of the Holy Spirit is not just this little bit, but it will lead us deeper and deeper.
也许上一次你是因为拍手拍得很喜乐。
And last time, perhaps you're overjoyed because you clap very loudly.
但是你发现圣灵可能把你带到一个更深的境界里面。
But maybe you realize the Holy Spirit brought you to a deeper place.
让你那天在敬拜殿里面鸦雀无声，全人伏在他的面前。
And all of a sudden that day you were without sound, you were prostrated before the Lord.
圣灵要一直把我们带到更深的境界里面。
And the Holy Spirit is doing this work to lead us deeper and deeper.
圣灵你的祷告。
And the prayer in the Holy Spirit.
灵你的敬拜。
And the worship within our spirit.
心灵的新样来侍奉神。
And with our hearts we serve God.
你从前就是做做事，就是做做服事就是了。
In the past maybe you've just served and treated something as a task to do.
有一天你在那里侍奉的时候
But one day when you were serving,
可能你还是不过在那里扫地
Maybe you were just sweeping the floor
不过搬运组在那里搬东西
Perhaps the moving team was just moving things about
你突然一下子遇见了你所侍奉的主
All of a sudden you met the Lord whom you serve
你第一次从心里面这样子的体会到原来我不是在被神家做一点事情而已
And for the first time you realize in your heart that you're just not completing a task in God's house
原来我的侍奉是侍奉这位永生神啊
But I am serving the living God
你可能在那里电脑打字
and perhaps you're typing on the computer
你可能在那里思琴
and perhaps you're playing the piano
不管你在做什么服事那天你突然遇见了你所侍奉的主
and no matter what the service is all of a sudden you met the Lord whom you are serving
你体会到圣经上说的不再是按着遗文的旧样乃是按着心灵的新样的侍奉神
and you understand it's not just by the doctrines of the words but by the newness of hearts that we serve God
因为这位圣灵要把我们带到更深入的境界里
Brothers and sisters the Holy Spirit wants to lead us into a deeper experience with Jesus
不仅仅在深度上他也在广度上
and not only in depth but also in width
圣灵要来充满我们
the Holy Spirit wants to fill us
让我们认识这个灵不仅仅是一个真理的圣灵
that the Spirit is not just the Spirit of truth
它也是一个生命的灵
but it's the Spirit of life
让我们不仅仅认识它是一个圣洁的灵
but not to only reckon that he is the Holy Spirit
也发现这个灵是一个满了爱的灵
but the Spirit is full of love
罗马书五章五节圣灵要将神的爱从高处浇灌下来
Romans 5:5 says that the love of God will be poured down from above through the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们认识他是一个焚烧的灵。
And we know that it is the fire, the Holy Spirit is a consuming fire.
我们也发现他像膏油一样这么柔软的灵。
At the same time, he is the smoothness of the anointing of the oil of God.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵来就是要把我们不论在对圣灵内住的经历，在深度上，在广度上，他要扩大。
And the Holy Spirit wants to expand our experience of the indwelling of His own presence. And to the point that in this vessel that we feel that He is overflowing. And we are so satisfied and we are so sure. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit dwells in us already. And this experience is what we ought to have.
And 基督徒最可惜的一件事情就是我们得到了无价之宝，但是我们却不知道。
And the saddest thing for Christians is that we have obtained this priceless gift, yet we do not know.
我们得到了最丰富的泉源在我们里面，可是我们仍然活在贫穷和软弱的里面。
And we have the fullness of this fountainhead, yet we still dwell and live in poverty.
有一次，大概1981年我在旧金山。到1983年，我在旧金山上班。
1981 through 1983, I was working in San Francisco.
有时下班的时候，在那个 Market Street 上面走路，要搭车。
And after work, I was walking on Market Street, and I was going to take a bus.
也发现里面路上有很多 homeless people, 或是那些酒鬼。
And there are a lot of transients on the street.
那很多人坐在马路上。
And there are a lot of people just sitting on the street.
你看他们那个瓶子都已经空了，在那边一直当当当当这样要喝最后一滴。
And they're still drinking from their empty bottles.
有时候喝不到了，是把瓶子敲破进去填呢。
And to the point they cannot the last drops and consume, they would break the bottle and just lick the inside of the bottle.
那个贫穷是一个事实。
Poverty is a reality.
瓶子干了。
And the vessel is dry.
瓶子空了。
The vessel is empty.
可是那个需要强也是一个事实。
But the need for it is also in reality.
整个瓶子举得这么高，就希望还有一滴可以掉出来。
They raise the vessel way up high, hoping that one drop would still remain.
带着盼望把瓶子敲破，希望可以填到一点酒的味道。
And with hope, he would break the bottle, hoping that he would lick some of the alcohol.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们。
But the scripture tells us,
当神的儿女们离弃神的时候
when God's people depart from God,
他们离弃的那个活水的泉源
they have departed from the fountainhead of the living water,
为自己凿出一个破旧不能存水的池子
and they found for themselves a cistern that cannot hold water.
所以我们就落在极端的软弱和贫穷里面
so we fall into weakness and poverty.
弟兄姊妹，那个活水的泉源已经在了
But sister, the fountainhead already exists.
当我们的主耶稣在十字架上为我们流尽了所有的血
And when our Jesus shed the last drop of his blood on the cross.
最后一口气出来之前他说成了。
And with his very last breath, he said, it is finished.
万古磐石为我开。
And the rock of ages was cleft for me.
让我藏身在你怀。
That I may hide in the midst of it.
弟兄姊妹呢活水的泉源在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, this fountainhead of the living water is inside of us.
它到今天还在。
And today it is still there.
但是我们却常常拥有一切的丰富，却活在贫穷和软弱之中。
But often with all of these riches, we still dwell in our own impoverished state.
所以保罗在以弗所书五章十八节，他说你们要被圣灵充满。
So Paul in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 says you must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
这句话接在说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
It follows that do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation,
乃要被圣灵充满
but be filled with the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹这是一个叫人醉的时代
Brothers and sisters, this generation is a generation that causes us to be drunk.
这是一个叫人放荡的时代
causes us to enter into dissipation.
这是一个叫人放肆追求自己所要的时代
that we would lose of ourselves and pursue that which we want in our desires.
保罗提醒我们不要醉酒
Paul reminds us, do not be drunk.
酒能使人放荡
Because it will cause us to enter into dissipation.
乃要被圣灵充满
But be filled by the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹在我信主这么多年里面
Brothers in all my years in believing the Lord.
我碰到好多人问过同样一个问题
I have encountered many people who ask the same question.
他说为什么要追求圣灵充满
So why do I need to seek the filling of the Holy Spirit?
我的圣灵已经住在我们里面了不是吗
Isn't it true that the Holy Spirit already lives in us?
为什么还需要追求呢?
Why do I need to pursue it?
所以有很多人很强烈的反对讲这样子的话，说你们要追求圣灵充满。
So there are people out there who strongly disagree with the fact that we need to pursue the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以当他们问我说需不需要追求圣灵充满的时候
，So when they ask me, do I need to pursue the filling of the Holy Spirit?
我的答案是
，And my answer,
yes,
yes.
因为圣灵充满不仅仅是一个客观的事实。
Because the filling of the Holy Spirit is not just a subjective truth.
你只是问我说圣灵有没有内住的话，我会说 yes， 不需要再追求了。
If you ask me, is there the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? I would say yes. You don't need to seek that or pursue that anymore.
但是你问我要不要被圣灵充满的时候，我就说要。
But if you ask me, do I need to be filled by the Holy Spirit? I will say to you yes.
因为圣灵的内住不仅仅是一个客观的事实。
The indwelling of the Holy Spirit not only is a subjective experience, or subjective truth.
它也是一个主观的经历。
And it is also an objective, it's an objective truth and a subjective experience.
那既然是主观的经历
and it is your own experience.
既然有主观的成分在内
and there's an element of you experiencing it yourself.
就一定有所谓程度的问题。
And there is the degree of measure.
那既然有程度的问题
if there's a degree of measure,
就决定跟我们追不追求发生的关系。
Then it will have something to do with whether we pursue it or not.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵在我们里面充满这件事情。
And this issue of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
第一件要解决的是，到底圣灵有没有住在我们里面。
And the very first thing that we must resolve is the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
如果我们没有重生得救，圣灵是不可能内住。
And if we are not truly born again, it is impossible for the Holy Spirit to dwell within.
我们是连有都没有。
And we don't even have.
一个最基本的问题都还没解决，就是有或是没有。
And the very fundamental question is whether.You have the Holy Spirit in you.
可是当我们重生得救之后
，But the minute and the moment that we are truly born again,
圣灵决定已经住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit in truth lives in us.
但是圣灵充满的程度，是跟我们追不追求发生关系。
But the filling of the Holy Spirit and its measure is significantly related to whether we pursue Him or not.
当然有决定神里面的恩典和怜悯。
Of course, there is that measure of God's grace and His mercy.
但是也有我们这一面的追求的责任。
But we have the responsibility of pursuing after Him.
所以我们也讲到要让里面的人刚强起来。
So we say and we speak that the inner man must be strengthened.
上次我们也讲到外面的人虽然一天毁坏一天。
The last time we said that the outward man is perishing.
但是里面的人却要一天新是一天。
But the inner man day by day shall regain or shall become stronger.
所以我们要知道圣灵充满真正的意义是什么。
So we ought to know what is the true meaning of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
而且我们知道圣经这么清楚地告诉我们，你们要被圣灵充满。
And the scriptures declare it so clearly, you must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
而且圣经不是劝我们，圣经是用命令的口气说你们要。
And the scripture did not advise us to be filled, but say you must be.
这个命令像不可奸淫、不可偷盗一样的斩钉截铁在我们的身上。
Just as you cannot commit adultery or do not steal. This is a command.
Because
Paul declared unto us with the tone of a command.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹，那圣灵充满到底带给我们什么祝福？
Brothers and sisters, then filling the Holy Spirit, what blessing does it bring into our lives?
圣灵充满到底在我们身上会有怎样的结果？
And what are the results of being filled by the Holy Spirit?
那第一个，圣灵的充满决定让我们跟主的关系变得生动、活泼和真实。
And the very first thing of being filled by the Holy Spirit is that our relationship with Jesus Christ becomes alive.
如果你跟被圣灵充满以后，
And after being filled by the Holy Spirit,
你跟主的关系并没有变好。
And you do not feel that your relationship with God or with Jesus has come closer.
那我会很怀疑你被圣灵充满的经历到底是什么。
I will question what exactly have you experienced.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵充满决定让我们活生生地遇见他。
And being filled by the Holy Spirit will always ensure that we meet Jesus, face to face.
让我们知道我们所信的主原来这么真实地跟我们同在。
That we will know the reality of Jesus indeed is with us.
让我们愿意与主更亲，让我们愿意爱主更深。
That we would desire to be closer with Him and more intimate with Him.
好像从前神的同在对我们来说是一个道理。
That in time past, God with us is just a principle, it's a doctrine.
我们知道。
And we know.
我们甚至说我们相信。
And we even say we believe.
但是我们一直没有进入。
But we have not entered into it.
但是圣灵充满在带给我们第一个结果，决定把主的同在变得真实，变得活泼，变得持续。
Being filled by the Holy Spirit will have this lasting result that the relationship with Jesus becomes alive and is continual and perpetual.
那我们以前讲过，当你真正爱一个人的时候
，And we said in time past that if you truly love someone,
你一定很喜欢跟他同处，对不对
？You will always want to be with that person.
你永远喜欢，永远渴望更多、更长久的同在。
And you will long for the time that is spent between the two of you.
另外，当你真喜欢一个人的时候
，If you truly like someone,
你会很欢喜来讨他喜悦。
You will do all things to please that person.
所以，像顺服
，and just as obedience,
体贴
，and to care,
以对方的事为念
，and to be mindful of the other person,
对我们来说都不再是一个要求，是变成一个很自然的事情。
And no longer becomes a requirement, but something of a natural manifestation of something from within.
所以一个人被圣灵充满
，and being filled by the Holy Spirit,
他一定在他身上一个结果就是与主更亲，爱主更深。
And the result of that is that he will enter into an intimate relationship with Jesus.
他会很喜欢常常来亲近神。
He would love to draw near to God all the time.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是神给我们预定的福分，我们每一个人都要得到。
But this is the portion of blessing that God has prepared for each and every one of us, and we must obtain it.
是你要把神的同在带得这么真实，带到我们的生命。
And God wants to bring the reality of His presence into our lives.
当你真谈恋爱的时候，你整个的思想，整个的思虑都在对方的身上。
And when you're truly in love, all of your thoughts and all of your being is on the other person.
我听过好多人做见证，他跟主耶稣谈恋爱。
I've heard so many people who speak of themselves falling in love with Jesus.
他好像在跟主耶稣谈恋爱。
It just seems like he's falling in love with Jesus.
他被圣灵充满的时候，就发现很容易就想到主。
And every time he's being filled by the Holy Spirit, he thinks of the Lord.
早晨起床第一件事情想到主的同在。
And when he wakes up in the morning, the first thing he enjoys is the presence of God.
白天生活里面常常忍不住停下脚步跟主耶稣讲话。
And throughout the day, just even as he's walking, he wants to just pause and stop and talk to Jesus.
那碰到任何要做决定的事情，很自然会问问主耶稣的意见和看法。
And when he comes to decisions that he has to make, he will ask Jesus, Jesus, what do you think?
碰到困难，他决定跟主耶稣来投靠。
In a difficulty, he will always put his reliance on Jesus.
他整个生活，主耶稣的同在是变得真实的。
And his life, the presence of Jesus becomes something that is real.
就跟有一次我们请邵师母来跟我们分享。
And one time we asked Sister Zhao to share with us.
他说主那时候圣灵常常充满他，跟他同在，跟他同行。
And she shared how often.The Lord fills her and abides with her and walks with her.
她说她上楼的时候觉得主耶稣跟着她一起上楼。
And she feels that as she's climbing the stairs, the Lord is climbing with her.
她到楼下去接杯水要喝的时候，发现主耶稣又陪着她一起下楼。
And she went downstairs to get a cup of water. She felt like Jesus is walking with her.
她不管做什么事情，就觉得主耶稣老跟着她。
It doesn't matter what she is doing. She felt the Lord is just doing it with her.
她说她有一次跟主耶稣撒娇一样讲，她说主啊，你怎么老跟着我？
And so tenderly she said to the Lord Jesus, how come you're following me all the time?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个真实的同在，这个不是一厢情愿心理作用。
Brothers, this is the reality of Christ with us, and it's not just a feeling or a thought.
我们都应该羡慕被圣灵充满。
And we ought to long for this experience.
我在说圣灵充满不是叫我们在地上滚一滚，或是有一些特别的经历。
And again, I emphasize, brothers and sisters, being filled by the Holy Spirit is not just roll around the ground and have an experience.
圣灵的充满决定把我们带进主真实的同在。
And the filling of the Holy Spirit will always lead us to the reality of His presence with us.
第二件事情，圣灵充满决定带下我们生命的改变。
And secondly, being filled by the Holy Spirit will definitely change our lives.
加拉太书第五章讲到圣灵所结的果子，我们不用去念它。
Galatians chapter 5 speaks of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵每一次充满在我们里面。
And every time the Holy Spirit fills us,
他决定要来改变我们的生命。
He wants to change our lives.
因为我们这个生命在神的眼中是一个受咒诅的生命。
Because this life that we possess in the eyes of God is a life that is cursed.
是一个满有荆棘和蒺藜的生命，神不要的。
It's a life of thorns and thistles, and God does not want that.
所以圣灵充满在我们里面，祂来改变我们。
The Holy Spirit fills us that He may change us.
让我们里面的人能够逐渐的刚强起来。
That the inner man may be strengthened.
让我们里面的人能够荣上加荣，变成主的形状。
That from glory to glory, that this inner man will take on the form of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，一个外行的人对天然人的美德跟像耶稣的性情，可能一下子分不出来。
Somebody who's from the outside may not distinguish the difference.Between the virtues of a man and the life of Jesus Christ.
所以这是为什么很多福音朋友说，他的很多不信耶稣的人，他们比你还好，比你们基督徒还好。
And therefore, a lot of gospel friends would say, we know many people who do not believe in Jesus, they have greater virtues than you do.
如果从外面的行为来说，的确是。
And from the outward things, yes, that may be true.
很多时候我们好像分不出来，甚至别人比我们基督徒还要好。
And there are many examples where.People who have not come to Christ, they are more virtuous than we are.
但是弟兄姊妹，天然人的美德跟耶稣的性情在好几方面都不一样。
But brothers and sisters, the virtue of the natural man and the nature of Jesus Christ is completely different.
第一个在本质上就是不一样。
First of all, in the very nature of things, it is completely different.
一个是属天的。
One is from above.
一个是堕落的人心，两个源头完全不一样。
One is the fallen, and they are completely of different origins.
第二个，在面临考验的时候，
and secondly, when we are facing a challenge or a difficulty,
很多天然的美德在碰到考验的时候，它会受到发现到它的限制。
And many of these virtues will come to their limits when they are tried.
但是弟兄姊妹，一个从神来的，
but brothers and sisters, those that comes from God,
一个是主耶稣的生命和性情，它是一个试验过的石头，没有一件事情能够让我们看见这个生命的限制。
And the life of Jesus Christ is the rock that has been tested, and you will never find its limit or limitation in any circumstance.
甚至越大的难处，越显出了这个生命的尊贵和美丽。
And the greater the trial, the greater it exposes the beauty of this life.
就像这个珠宝店永远把这个最美丽的钻石都放在一个黑色的绒布后面，前面。
Just as the jewelry store will always put the most precious stone, on the background of the black cloth.
在一个全黑的背景里面显出那个宝石的美丽。
And on that black background, it would distinguish, it would exemplify, it would show the beauty of that stone.
在果效上也不一样。
And on the results is also different.
天然的美德可能让我们羡慕。
And the virtues of this natural life, although we may admire it,
可能赢得很多人对它的掌声和夸奖。
And many people make applaud.And praise these virtues.
但是主耶稣的生命和性情却是叫人得生命，并且得到更丰盛的生命。
But the nature of the life of Jesus causes us to have life and have it more abundantly.
他不是为了赢得掌声来的。
It's not to gain applause.
他不是为了赢得别人的夸奖的。
It's not to gain praises.
甚至很多时候是死在我们身上发动，叫生在别人身上发动。
Even to the point that death is activated in us, that life.May be activated in those around us.
第二个，第四个，在结局上也不一样。
Fourthly, on the very result, it is different.
一个能够存留到永远。
One endures forever.
一个就是在今生里面。
And the other one is just by this lifetime.
弟兄姊妹，这个天然的美德跟主耶稣的性情是不一样的。
Brothers, just please understand the natural virtues of a man and the nature of Jesus Christ is not the same.
而圣灵充满我们是要把我们改变，让我们荣上加荣，如同从主变成的。
And the Holy Spirit fills us that we may be changed from glory to glory as is from Jesus Christ.
那第三个被圣灵充满让我们得到能力过得胜的生活。
And thirdly, being filled by the Holy Spirit enables us to receive power from above to live a victorious life.
当我们跟主是在一个对的光景和关系之中的时候。
And we're in the right relationship with Jesus.
其实我们里面就满了平安和力量。
And there is peace and there is strength from within.
再加上圣灵如果常常充满了改变我们的生命。
And on top of that, the Holy Spirit fills us continually and is changing us day by day.
让我们里面的人不断地刚强起来。
This inner man is strengthened day by day.
弟兄姊妹在碰到难处的时候。
When, sister, when we face difficulties,
在碰到需要的时候
when we face the times of need,
甚至在碰到侍奉的征战上面的时候
and even in the trials while we are serving,
你发现一个器皿要用它里面的力量非常的容易了
and you feel that the vessel is very easy to use the strength from within.
它不需要临时跑去加油然后来用
He doesn't need to go and ask for strength and just use it at that time.
它不是需要临时的恩典来让它应付危机
He doesn't need the time or the grace at the moment to deal with the difficulty at the time.
它里面有积蓄丰富的恩典，能够来应付它的环境。
But there is the strength and the fullness that is stored up from within to encounter every situation.
我也很感谢主，在我年轻的时候，台湾或是后来来到美国，主都让我碰到一些很敬虔神的仆人、神的儿女们。
I thank the Lord very much that in my life, whether it be in Taiwan or coming here to the States, that I've encountered the many servants of the Lord who really fear the Lord.
我有好两次啊
，and many times，
我里面带着难处和问题，想要去请教这些长辈。
And I was troubled from within, and I want to get their advice.
我跟他们都约好时间去见他们。
And I set up an appointment with them.
等到我一到他们房间的时候
，and when I enter into their house，
等到我看到他们的时候
，and when I saw them face to face，
我已经问不出问题来了。
I could no longer ask the questions that I have.
我马上知道到底问题出在哪里。
And I knew where the problem what the problem was.
他们真的没有说什么话。
They said absolutely nothing.
他们安安静静地从房间里面出来。
And they just walked out and greeted me from the room.
只是跟我简单地问候一下，我还好吗？
They asked me how I was doing.
可是他们里面跟神之间那个深厚的关系。
But the relationship they have with Jesus.
他们里面那个丰盛的生命。
And the fullness of the life from within.
至少有两次我是很清楚地我把我的问题吞回去，我觉得我不用问。
There's at least twice that I swallowed the question that I have. I said I don't need to ask anymore.
当然，有些时候还是问了他们一些问题，他们给我很多的帮助。
And there are times where I have poured out my questions, and they have helped me indeed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要去羡慕那些大有才干的人。
And brothers, do not admire those who have a lot of abilities.
我们甚至也不用去羡慕那些大有恩赐的人。
And we don't even need to admire those who have great gifts.
我们也不用去羡慕那些圣经滚瓜烂熟的人。
And we don't even need to admire those who know the scripture back and forth.
我不是说这些不重要，这些都非常宝贵。
Please do not misunderstand me. These things are important.
那弟兄姊妹，让我们更羡慕的是那些真正像耶稣的人。
But we must admire those people who are truly like Jesus.
那不是装出来像耶稣啊。
It is not a pretense.
是耶稣真正在他的里面掌权，改变了他。
But the Lord Jesus is really inside of him and is reigning in his life.
他因着爱主，因着常被圣灵充满而能够像主的人。
And because of his love for Jesus, the desire to be filled always, and he's more and more like Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，今天还是一月份啊，那我们在新年还来得及立心志。
Brothers and sisters, this is still the first month of the year. We can still establish our goals for the year.
让我们常羡慕被圣灵充满。
Let's desire to be filled by the Holy Spirit often.
让我们能够生命被他改变。
That our lives may be transformed.
让我们原来越来越像他。
That we may be more and more like him.
同样的，圣灵的充满能够带给我们。让我们能够享受圣灵全备的祝福。
And at the same time, being filled by the Holy Spirit would enable us to experience the full blessing that's within Himself.
约翰福音十四章二十六节告诉我们，圣灵来要将一切的事情指教你们。
And John 14 verse 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit came to teach us all things.
约翰福音十六章十三节说到，他要引导你们进入一切的真理。
And chapter 16 verse 13 says that the Spirit will lead us into all truth.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上有这么多宝贵的应许。
And brothers, there are so many wonderful promises in the scripture.
圣经上有这么多宝贵的祝福。
And there are so many wonderful blessings.
我们如果只是在理性里面读过去的话，那隔靴搔痒了。
And if we just read them in our intellect and our understanding, we've missed out a lot.
我们如果只是这样子在理性里面读过去的话，它给我们的祝福都是非常的有限的。
If we only read it in our, with our intellect, the blessings are very, very limited.
我们需要被圣灵真带进来。
And we need to be brought into it through the Holy Spirit.
我们真能够圣经上不仅仅那样子讲说，靠着加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
And not only the scripture says that by him who strengthens me, I can do all things.
很多时候我们发现我们想做的做不出来。
And we realize a lot of times we want to do something, yet we do not have the strength to do it.
只要我们向主认真，圣灵就决定很认真地把这些应许做在我们身上。
But if we are serious and sincere towards the Lord, then the Lord will accomplish these things in our lives.
圣经上说我的恩典够你用。
And the scripture says, my grace is more than sufficient for you.
圣经上告诉我们你的日子如何力量也必如何。
The scripture says how your days are and that's how your strength shall be.
弟兄姊妹圣经上告诉我们他是天天背负我们重担的神。
And the scripture says that he's the God who carries our burden day by day.
弟兄姊妹圣经上给我们这么多的应许和祝福。
And all these promises and all these blessings.
那我们需要圣灵来把我们都带进去。
And we need the Holy Spirit to lead us through the reality of it all.
当圣灵真充满我们的时候
When the Holy Spirit truly fills us,
你发现他要把我们带到更深带到更广
And he will lead us into the deeper and the wider state.
以前有一个人他是投资矿场的人
And there was a man who invested in mine.
他投资的方法就是去买别人已经 abandoned 的矿场
And he would go and,
已经放弃的
and invest in the mine sites that people have abandoned already.
结果他赚的钱比人家那些开发新矿场的人赚的还要多。
And it turns out that his gain from these mines were exceeded those who started new mines.
因为他知道很多人在那里挖，而当他们真挖到的时候，他们会在那里享受他们得到的。
And he knows a lot of people are digging, and when they truly obtain what they wanted to dig for, they will enjoy it.
表示那边真是有这样子的矿。
And that there is something there. There is.
可当那些人挖完的时候，他们就走了。
And when they're done mining it, they will leave.
他们就放弃了
And they abandoned it.
但是常常底下可能有更丰富的在底下
And oftentimes a greater wealth and greater rich lies beneath.
所以他就买别人丢掉不要的
So he would go and purchase those lands.
他就 go deeper.
And he go deeper.
他常常在底下发现了比上面不知道丰富多少倍的矿场
And he found a wealth that is far greater in measure than what was found above it.
当然这是从前科技还没有像现在这么发达的时候。
Of course, this was time passed and technology was not so far advanced.
现在不要说矿场人这个仪器马上就知道了。
And now there are devices that can search and find them.
你到运动店去发现那个很多仪器告诉你鱼在哪里。
And the sporting goods stores, you can find devices that would tell you where the fishes are in the pond.
这个钓鱼都不是凭技术了都是靠这些旁门左道的东西。
And fishing is no longer a game of skill, but a game of technology.
那个仪器都会告诉你鱼在多深，有多少的鱼群，通通都在雷达上显得清清楚楚。
And the device will tell you at what depth are these fish and how many fish are in this pool.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天在主的面前，神给我们的应许真是丰富，超过我们所求所想。
But it's just the blessings and the promises that God has given us is beyond what we can imagine.
我们怎么样子能够靠着圣灵，真正让我们看见我们得到的是？怎样的丰富
How do we see the fullness of it all through the Holy Spirit?
不仅仅只是头脑知道
It's not just to understand it with our heads.
让圣灵把我们带进去
But the Holy Spirit will lead us into it.
把那个餐馆里面的 menu 变成真正的 meal.
That the menu and the words on the menu becomes a meal that is set before you.
我记得20年前跟我哥哥他们在东岸他带我出去吃饭的时候
And I remember this one event 20 years ago when my brother took me out for dinner in the East Coast.
有点像 Dennis 这样子的店啊，他们有那个 menu 送上来，都是 picture 照得好好的每一个菜。
And this restaurant had a picture menu that was presented before us.
我记得那时候我的侄儿才一岁多一点点。
And my nephew was only about 1 year old.
他打开那个 menu 的时候，我就看见他的手摸了一下那个图上的虾子还是什么。就放到嘴巴去。
And I saw him open the menu and he put his finger on, I think it was a shrimp, and he tried to put it in his mouth.
这是我们今天很多基督徒的情形。
This is what we as Christians do often today.
真是好，真是让我们羡慕。
And we really, really desire it.
然后我们就这样子往嘴巴放了一下，就以为吃了。
And we try to eat it just like that.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们需要圣灵来 actualize.所有他的 promise.
Brothers and sisters, we need the Holy Spirit to actualize all the promises of God.
让我们能够真正不仅仅风闻有神，我们亲眼见神。
That not only have we heard of Him, but we have seen Him.
我们不仅仅风闻有这些祝福，我们也真正起来享受这些祝福。
But not only have we heard of these blessings, but we will enjoy it ourselves.
那最后提一下我们被圣灵充满的路在哪里。
And lastly, I will share with everyone the way by which we may be filled by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，圣经很清楚地告诉我们，我们第一件事情，器皿需要被洁净。
Brothers, the scripture is very clear that the vessel must be clean.
后是膏油，先是血。
First must be the blood, then the anointing, then the oil.
今天早上弟兄带我们唱了好几首宝血的诗歌。
And there are many songs concerning the blood of Jesus Christ this morning.
弟兄姊妹，不认识宝血就不认识神的救恩。
Brothers, if we do not understand the power of His blood, then we will not understand salvation.
没有他的宝血，没有他的救赎，我们今天没有一个人需要坐在这里。
And without His blood, without His salvation, none of us can sit here today.
圣灵要充满之前，他必须洁净这个器皿。
Brothers, before the Holy Spirit can fill this vessel, the vessel must be cleansed.
但是我现在讲的圣灵的充满还不是指的我们得救那一次被洁净而已。
And brothers and sisters, I'm not just speaking of the moment of being filled or the indwelling of the Spirit in us with the minute that we believe.
而是我们这个器皿需要常常被主洁净。
But this vessel needs to be cleansed by the Lord often.
主耶稣进了圣殿就先洁净圣殿。
The Lord Jesus entered into the temple and the first thing that he did was cleanse the temple.
他已经是圣殿。
He himself is that temple.
他是为了荣耀神，为了要侍奉神而被建造起来的。
And for the glory of God, he was established.
但是里面却变质了。
But the nature of it all has changed.
里面充满了买卖和兑换银钱的。
And there were exchanges, and there was selling and exchanging of money.
所以主耶稣拿起鞭子来把他们全部赶出去。
Lord Jesus fastened a whip and cast them all out.
这个殿要成为祷告的殿，必须把这一切都赶出去。
In order for this house to be a house of prayer, all these must be cast out.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一件事情讲到洁净。
But just first of all, the vessel must be cleansed.
但是光洁净不够。
But it's not sufficient that it is cleansed.
我常常讲到一个器皿，不是一个被充满的这个程度跟大小怎么决定呢
？And when I talk about how do you distinguish or How do you distinguish the measure by which this vessel may be filled?
除了洁净跟不洁净是一个关键的因素。
And although it is critical whether this vessel is cleansed or not,
不洁净圣灵不充满。
If it's not clean, the Holy Spirit will not fill.
所以保罗也劝我们，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿。
And Paul says that if man will depart from the base things, then he will become a vessel of honor.
所以第一件事情是洁净不洁净。
And the first of all is whether this vessel is clean.
第二件事情是器皿本身大跟小的问题。
And secondly is related to whether the vessel has the capacity or not.
所以我们每一个人都有不同的度量。
And we all have different capacities.
度量的大跟小也会决定我们被充满的程度，对不对
？And the greatness of its capacity will also determine the measure by which we may be filled.
那第三个决定我们被充满的程度。
And the third critical reason
有一个很也是一个很关键的因素
and is also a critical point
就是器皿向着神是敞开的还是封闭的
whether this vessel is open toward God or is it closed
弟兄姊妹面对一个汪洋的大海
and if this vessel is facing the open sea
你丢下一个小瓶子大海有可能没办法充满它
you cast in a small vessel and it is possible that the sea cannot fill it
不是它太大了，大海不能充满。
It's not that it is too big and there's not enough water in the sea to fill it.
而是器皿的盖子没有打开来。
But the cap on the vessel was not opened.
那一个再大的器皿，迪安达十倍大的器皿丢到海里面去。
And the vessel that was 10 times the volume of the space was cast into the sea.
一千倍于迪安达大学的，神一样可以充满它。
Something of a greater magnitude, God can still fill it.
只要它向着神是敞开的。
As long as the vessel is open unto God.
所以弟兄姊妹，第二件事情决定我们的就是我们里面对神的渴。
Brother and sister, therefore, whether we have the desire for God, it is a critical issue.
神不能强迫我们被圣灵充满。
God cannot force us to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
就是为什么保罗劝我们里面要被圣灵充满，要起来追求被圣灵充满。
That's why Paul says, "Rise up and be filled with the Spirit."
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要的话
，Brother and sister, if we want it,
主要大大的充满我们。
God will fill us greatly.
我们很喜欢看见教会的孩子们。胃口很好，喜欢吃饭啊。
And we all take great delight when we see our children have a great appetite.
如果你们记得那个国龙家的那个小 Matthew， 每次吃什么他就我还要，对不对
？You remember Matthew? He always wants more when he eats.
就连盘子里面还没吃完，他已经先说我还要。
Even the food in his own plate was not finished, he would still say, "I want more."
圣灵最喜欢碰到这样子的孩子。
But sister, Holy Spirit loves such a child.
永远我还要。
He always says, "I want more."
弟兄姊妹，当我们里面对神有这样的渴慕的时候
，But sister, when we have such a longing within us,
圣灵真是要大大充满我。
And the Spirit will fill us in a great and mighty way.
你大大张口，我就大大充满。
And the greater you open yourself, the greater He will fill us.
我九一年在伦敦经过的时候，看见上面一个广告牌子。
In 91, I passed London. I saw this ad.
有一个人都已经被鳄鱼吞到肚子里面去了。
And this man was almost completely swallowed by a crocodile.
他在一个沼泽区旁边，那个图上画的在沼泽区旁边，鳄鱼吞下了一个人。
And
There's
a crocodile that would swallow this man.
但是呢，却露着他一只手还伸在口，从他那个鳄鱼的嘴巴里面伸出来。
But there was the arm of the man was still outside of the mouth of the crocodile.
你就知道这个人进到鳄鱼肚子里面的时候，他一直还想要带着一样东西进去。
And there's this one thing that this man still wanted, even after he's been swallowed by this crocodile.
就连他要死了，他都不能不带这个东西。
And even right before he was about to die, he must have this thing.
但是很可惜，还差了一尺，他摸不到他。
But it was about a foot away, and he cannot.Lay hold of it.
你知道那是什么吗？
You know what that was?
一瓶啤酒。
It was a can of beer.
那啤酒都可以广告做得这么生动。
And such a great advertisement.
弟兄姊妹，这讲到他里面的那个 strong desire, 他就是要他。
And it's the desire of this man that he wants that beer.
弟兄姊妹，啤酒都有人这样子，到死都要他。
There are people who want beer even at their very end, very last breath.
你就晓得我们对着主的渴慕真是不够啊。
This really tells us that our desire for the Lord is really not sufficient.
第三件事情决定跟我们的信和顺服发生关系。
Lastly, whether we trust and obey, and has a
我们到底相不相信圣灵住在我们里面？
Do we believe that the Holy Spirit dwells in us?
到底我们相不相信圣灵住在我们里面，就是耶稣住在我们里面
？And do we believe that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the indwelling of Jesus Christ?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真相信的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we truly believe,
它决定影响我们被圣灵充满的程度。
It will influence the measure by which we are filled by the Spirit.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹做过见证，好多次我很软弱的时候
，Brothers and sisters, there are many times when I was very weak.
我连祷告的力量都没有。
I didn't even have the strength to pray.
我来开车开到一半
，And while I was driving.
圣灵突然在我里面提醒我。
The Holy Spirit reminded me.
要为着基督，要为着圣灵的内住起来赞美他。
And for the sake that Christ dwells in us, praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我就不管我所有的感觉。
And I cast away all of my feelings.
不管那时候多疲倦、多灰心、多受伤。
And regardless of how tired and how hurt I was,
我就起来赞美主的内住。
I rose up and I praised of His dwelling in me.
我的耶稣赞美。
And I say, Jesus, I praise you.
我知道你住在我的里面。
I know you live in me.
你是我的生命和力量。
You are my life and my strength.
你是我一切的一切。
You are my all and in all.
I am nothing.
I am nothing.
但是你却是我的一切。
But you have become my everything.
弟兄姊妹，每一次当我这样赞美的时候
，And brothers and sisters, every time I praise this way,
就好像以色列百姓在旷野里面，他们干旱找不到水喝。
It was as the people of Israel in the wilderness and they cannot find water.
他们突然来到了一个地方
，And they came to a place.
神借着摩西告诉他们。对着这个地唱歌啊
！And God spoke through Moses, "Sing unto this ground."
经啊，涌上水来
！Rise up, O living water.
弟兄姊妹，百姓中间的尊贵人就围着这个经开始唱歌。
And the honorable men of the Israelites surrounded this well and began to sing.
他们凭着信心唱。
And by faith they sang.
唱完以后，这些手里面拿着他们的杖就往地下一插。
And after they sung, they took the staff in their hands and they struck the ground.
水从底下涌出来。
And the water came forth.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要凭着信心。
But sister, we must come by faith.
一切的盼望都没有的时候。
And when all hope is gone.
我们以为所有的东西都失去了。
When everything is lost.
我们要凭着信心仍然赞美圣灵的内住。
And by faith praise the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
发现有一股说不出来的力量和泉源从我们里面出来。
And there's a strength that will rise up from within.
弟兄姊妹，我跟你们所做的见证是我自己知道的。
And brothers and sisters, the testimony I give you something that I know.
因为我太多次被他这样子救起来。
Because there's so many times that I was saved in this way.
不然今天我也不会站在这里。
Or else I will not stand before you today.
弟兄姊妹，他是真的。
Brothers and sisters, this is real.
带着信心。
Carry it with faith.
信心让我们被圣灵充满。
Believe that we will be filled by the Spirit.
顺服也扩大我们被他充满的度量。
And obedience will enlarge our capacity by which we may be filled.
使徒行传第五章三十二节讲到神赐给顺从之人的圣灵。
Acts chapter 5 verse 32 says the Spirit
that God gives unto those who obey.
越多顺服十架，带下越多圣灵的充满。
And the more obedience at the foot of the cross will bring forth more of the filling of the Spirit.
越多被圣灵充满，越让我们甘心接受十字架。
And more the filling of the Spirit will give us the more of the willingness to take on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这两个分不开来的。
But since these things cannot be separated.
没有圣灵做力量，我们没有人能够答应得起十字架的要求。
And without the strength from the Spirit, no one can.Answer to the call of the cross.
同样的，我们不肯答应十字架微小的要求，我们就不可能领受更深的、更多的圣灵。
And if we're unwilling to answer to the smallest cry and the requirement of the cross, we cannot receive an ounce of the Holy Spirit.
第四个。
And fourthly,
如果你什么都没有的话。
And if you have absolutely lost everything,
不要停止聚会。
Do not stop the gathering with the saints.
爬都要爬到神家来。
And even if you have to crawl to God's house.
让弟兄姊妹一起为你祷告。
And ask the brothers and sisters to pray for you.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的同伴很重要。
Brothers and sisters, spiritual companions of the utmost importance.
我常常求主让我们中间有更多爱主的人被兴起来。
And I often pray that there will be those who are passionate about God that will rise up in our midst.
因为同伴常常决定了我们追求的心智。
And oftentimes our companions, the size.Our desire and our will to pursue God.
如果同伴都不追求，我们就以为自己还不错。
And if none of our companions are pursuing the Lord, we think that we're okay.
同伴都爱主，都要主，我们来到这里，我们就会更加殷勤。
And if everybody is on fire for Jesus, then we are encouraged ourselves.
我们彼此也会受到激励。
And we ourselves is encouraged.
如果你来到聚会里面，大家都不追求，你就会觉得自己还不错了。
And if you come to a meeting when nobody's pursuing, maybe you will think that I'm okay.
可是等到你软弱的时候，你却又得不到帮助。
And when you are weak and you are not edified,
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此代求。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to pray for one another.
同伴的品质都提升，我们也跟着提升。
And let the quality of our one another be increased, that we may help one another.
昨天我大儿子去参加这个中文朗读比赛啊，这个。
Yesterday, my son went to a recital for his Chinese class.
他回来的时候，我们两个就在回想他这个两三年前去参加另外一次的朗读比赛。
And we reminisce about an event that took place a couple of years ago that was the same particular event.
他居然得了第三名，而且《世界日报》还登出他名字来。
And he took third place, and the Chinese newspaper even printed out his name.
你知道他为什么得第三名吗
？You know how he got third place?
他昨天还在跟我讲那个故事，他那天进考场的时候
，and he was telling the story, and he said that day when he entered into the auditorium.
他一进考场的时候，那个监考官就拍手，哇，我们的冠军来了！因为 so far 只有一个人报名。
In the auditorium, the judge started clapping his hand. He said, "Our champion came because he was the only one who registered at the time."
结果后来快要考试的时候，又来了两个刚刚从台湾移民来的。
And right before the exam, two other participants came, and they just came from Taiwan.
所以整个比赛一共三个人，所以我儿子拿了第三名。
So for the entire competition, there were three competitors. And he took third place.
所以第三名很神气，对不对
？And he, you know, he was very proud of it.
但是我把他卸底了，因为只有三个人比赛。
But I knocked his leg out under him because there was only three people competing.
那昨天去比赛有五个人，我说你至少有第五名，不要难过。
And there were five competitors yesterday, and I said, well, you'll at least be number five.
所以现在虽然还不知道他会第几名，但是至少有第五名。
And we don't know what his place would be, but he's at least fifth in the competition.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们的同伴都是这副料子
，Brothers and sisters, if our companions are all this way,
你拿前三名又怎样
？So what if you're you gain the third place?
但如果我们都在主的面前，大家都爱耶稣
，If we're all in love with Jesus,
我相信我们来到这里，我们都会受到激励的。
I think we're all encouraged.
然后跟我们的同伴一同来往前。
And then with our companions, we'll move forward together.
我们唱245首。
245, we'll sing hymn 245.
我们这一次唱第一词，好不好？平常我们都唱第二词。第四节，我们一起唱。
stanza 1 and 4.
第二节我们请弟兄们唱。
Stanza 2, brothers, I ask you to sing.
第三节请姊妹们唱。
And the third verse, I ask the sisters to please sing.
所以讲第一节第四节我们一起来。
1 and 4, we'll sing it together.
当我们唱的时候我们真的是用心灵和真实唱在主的面前。
And with our spirit and truth, we sing it before the Lord.
我们也带着一个 strong desire, 一个这么深的渴慕来要求。
And with a great desire, let's yearn for Jesus.
让主现在就来充满我们。
That Jesus would fill us now.
我不是求主明天充满我。
I'm not asking the Lord to fill us tomorrow.
我也不是求主有一天充满我。
That the Lord would fill me someday.
还是副歌特别说 fill me now.
But the refrain says fill me now.
就在现在。
Now.
弟兄姊妹，但愿这成为我们向主的呼求。
When sister, may this be the cry of our hearts.
预备。
Together.
愿主圣灵前来。
Twice in Chinese and twice in English. And everyone in our midst who do not know what it is to be filled by the Holy Spirit. Feel like you've never been filled by the Holy Spirit. And I pray that there'll be a longing and a desire in your heart. That at this very moment, you ask Him to fill you now.If you want to kneel down, if you want to stand before Him.
We want
to come in the front.
It
doesn't matter. We
can do it all. But
the most important is that we come to His throne of
grace.
The Holy Spirit has come. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of us already. And the Holy Spirit at this very moment, and now, walks in our midst. All the vessels that are open before Him, He will fill. Twice in Chinese and twice in English.
愿跪的就跪, 愿站的就站, 愿来前面的来前面, 愿举手的自由举手, 我们都来向他祷告。
Just pray unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
主耶稣是的主，主耶稣，我们求你常常充满你的教会。
阿门。
主耶稣常常充满你的教会。
阿门。我们从心里面何等的感谢你。
So with our hearts, we thank you.
当我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候，你就已经为我们舍命。
We still died in our sin and trespasses. You died for us.
当我们还那样懵懵懂懂，只是因着简单的一信，你就住在我们的里面。
With a simple faith, O Lord, you came and you dwell in us.
你带着一切的丰富和祝福住到我们的里面。
With all the fullness, you came and you dwell in us.
你带着你一切美丽的生命和性情住在我们的里面。
With all the beauty of your life, you came and you dwell within.
你说我们纵然失信，你永远可信。
Though we may be unfaithful, you are forever faithful.
你永远不离弃我们。
And you will never leave us.
因为你的名字叫做以马内利。
Because your name is Emmanuel.
你要永远与我们同在。
You will forever be with us.
是的，早晨我们向你祷告。
Lord, this morning we pray unto you.
以马内利啊，展开你的翅膀。
Oh, Emmanuel, spread your wings.
充满全地。
Fill this land.
充满我们的心灵。
Fill our hearts.
充满我们的教会。
Fill this church.
充满我们每一天的生活。
Fill all the days of our life.
让我们知道圣灵来了，把这一切的祝福都带来了。
That we know the Holy Spirit came to bring all these blessings.
让我们不再贫穷。
That we will no longer live in poverty.
让我们不再软弱。
That we will no longer be weak.
也不让我们常处在仇敌的羞辱中。
That we will not live in the scrutiny of our enemy.
早晨，求你用焚烧的灵洗净西安女子一切的污秽。
And with the burning fire, come and burn away the dross of your maidens.
用真理的圣灵来释放我们。
That the Spirit of Truth may set us free.
用你生命的灵来满足我们。
Oh, that your Spirit may satisfy us.
用你喜乐的油来膏我们。
That your joy, O Lord, may anoint us.
Oh, 早晨圣灵大大的来充满我们。
O Lord, this morning the Holy Spirit filled us greatly.
你应许我们。
O Lord, you promised.
只要我们大大张口，你要大大的充满我们。
And then we open ourselves, and you will fill us.
主啊，我们要你。
O Lord Jesus, we want you.
主，我们渴慕你。
Lord Jesus, we long for you.
主，我们求你就在这个时候来充满我们。
O Lord, here and now.
不让我离开这里的时候。还是忧忧愁愁的走了。
That I will not leave this place in grief.
那我能够离开这里的时候。
That when I leave this place.
我是欢欢喜喜带着你的同在回去。
That in joy in your presence that I will leave this place.
赞美。
Praise you, Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.